takes.
And you can't
push it.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Yeah, I put in my cereal, and by the time I finished, my bowl, I was about ready to gag. I don't know why.
Yeah, coconut's weird. I like the smell of it,
yeah,
and then you buy one, and then you try
to
eat it.
We know how to husk it and get all the stuff from
in
Hawaii.
How to make coconut milk.
Yeah.
And it's very simple. Like, once you actually get the coconut open, like,
You shred it.
By the way, the husk itself is, like, gigantic. Like, the coconut
is small.
It's, like,
this big.
Why don't you describe it to our listeners?
It's about this big, listeners.
No, it's, like, the size of your head.
Yeah, I would say it's, like, maybe 7 or 8 inches, like, across. I don't know what the diameter or circumference either would be, but it's about, like, 7 or 8 inches, and it's all, like, hairy-looking and stuff. It's really funny. And
it looks like
and there's like a bamboo pole that they have that sticks up, and it's sort of cut at an angle so it makes a sharp surface. And bamboo, it's grass, but it's really, really strong.
Mm.
So they take it and they go like
slam it on.
They slam it onto there like in a couple of different ways, and it comes open like, well, sort of comes open. And then they like rip the hair part, which is attached to like wood sort of stuff, off, and they rip that. So then you come out with, like, this ball of
soft
about...
Soft ball about size.
Yeah, well, a little bit bigger. I think maybe, like, I don't know, 4.5, 5 inches. I don't know how big a softball is. But anyway, like, across...
About the size of coconut after it's peeled.
About the size of coconut after it's peeled. And then they have somebody come over. I don't know if this is how they really did it way back when. But they have somebody come over. And there's, like, three lines. It's almost as if you drew a circle all the way around it, then turned it... What would that be, 90 degrees? Yeah, 90 degrees, and drew another circle all the way around it. Except, instead of doing it all the way around it, you just start from the top, you go to the bottom, but you don't finish it. So it's like three lines, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And you have somebody whack it on the middle line, and then like whack it on one of the other lines, I think, or maybe both, I'm not sure. And then it comes apart. It just comes apart like this. And then you can pour out the milk into something or drink it right from there. And when I say milk, I really mean like water. It's like that really thin, clear coconut water. And then there's a thing that you sit on. Now, this could not have been what they used way back when, because it was like metal and it was like soldered and, you know, whatever. I don't know how they actually did it. But it has like a spoon-looking thing like this, and it's all serrated on the edge. And you just take the coconut and you do this, like, into a bowl. Yeah. And so then you can, like, eat it or whatever. And the way to make coconut milk, it's probably not done manually, I'm sure, but you pick up the coconut shreds in your hand and you squeeze. And
now
it's white coconut
comes
milk.
Cool.
Out comes the white stuff, the coconut milk.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's really.
Where'd you guys do that?
Well, we didn't do it, but we saw it done in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
They did it in Cleveland, though.
That's cool. I was going to say something.
I remember watching that on Sesame Street, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I had a little clip on that.
Funny.
It's funny, you learn things when you're that age. That show. But I remember them doing that, like taking the coconut.
I remember he had a slam it onto something. Maybe Marianne was making pie. I wanted to say, I remember seeing it someplace.
Your shirt makes me think of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's got the hibiscus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
C is for coconut.
No, it's for coconut.
That's good enough for me.
Cookie.
I like coconut milk. Like the actual coconut milk, not the water, the milk, in my cereal. But I don't like coconut milk in coffee as much. I like this concentrated soy creamer, because I don't think this is creamy enough.
Sherry just had coconut.
I know. I walked in on that. That's why I'm saying this.
I don't know why I get that soapy kind of taste.
I don't think it's soapy. I don't know.
Did you ever chew on soap?
No.
Like, you ever wash your mouth out with soap? Like, did anybody ever do that to you?
You don't even have a bad mouth. You probably did that to yourself because you knew you would never have that done to you.
No, I never did it. But I wonder, like, if
you've tasted soap in the shower.
Yeah.
You have?
I think I'm a metrosexual. I'm addicted to my new shampoo.
You are?
I got my hair cut, and the guy, I don't know, he's talking. whatever shampoo. Because I normally go to the Supercuts, you know.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And the Supercuts woman is great because they put your name in the computer. And it's like number 4, no sideburns. And you, but I think I talked about it on the radio show before. So you go in and she knows what to do. So like same as before, yeah, and it's saved in there.
Cool.
And I go to this one guy, and he's just, he's like an old-time barber kind of guy. He's the only one in town. And I was just like, my hair was all shaggy. I'm like, I have to get my hair cut today.
Yeah, you had long hair.
Doing it. And I guess I wear a hat, and I guess I have dry scalp, so he's like, I get something for that. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I feel bad because maybe he doesn't get a lot of business anymore. It's like, all right, I'll buy it. It's like $35 to get shampoo. I'm like, oh, this stuff better be great.
Was it like an ounce?
You know, it was a big bottle. It was cool, and it's got tea tree oil in it. And I like tea tree oil. I like it. What do you want? You're looking at me. Yeah. So then I'm like, all right. And he's like, it tingles a little bit, but, you know, help your scalp. Like, all right, whatever. And I get in the shower, and it's all tingly and stuff like that.
And you're like, ooh.
I love it. I love it. Every morning, I'm like, I can't wait to take a shower. I shaved with it the other day.
With the shampoo?
Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. I'll do it. I don't care. And I shaved with it, and my head was all, it was all tingly. And then I wet my face, like, I don't know why, like a couple hours later. And
you wanted it to last.
It reactivated. And I'm like, oh, it's cool.
That's a
yeah,
story.
So I think I'm a metrosexual, I think. When you fall in love with your shampoo.
All right.
And I was away from my shampoo for a day, and I was just like, you know.
We need to film a commercial of Brian in it using the shampoo. Yeah. He'll be like tossing his hair around.
Yeah. And it'll be like down the middle. We'll have one yeah, shampoo on one side, one shampoo on the other side.
Yeah. On the one side. The left side's tingling.
The other side's not.
So I think that makes me a metrosexual.
Okay.
I'll go for that.
And now for some music from the WAG.
putting stuff close to where it belongs. I've been getting a lot of heat lately.
Anyone who's friends with me on Facebook knows all about this.
I've been getting a lot of heat lately for putting stuff close to where it belongs. Now, you know,
I had that problem with a girlfriend. It was close, and she was a little upset. But I'll get it, Brian.
Yeah. Stop. Sorry. Stop. Mine's a little more family-friendly. I did some food shopping, and I picked up some buns, like hot dog buns or hamburger buns, whatever. And I put them where the bread area is, or close by.
We don't have a bread area. We have a bread box, which is where the bread goes.
How big is that?
It's as big as a bread box.
So, all right, there's a bread box. But sometimes there's things in the bread box already. So I'm like, well, you know, I'll just put it near
it. It wouldn't have been put there by you, I can tell you that.
That's true. But if there's an item in there already, I'm thinking, well, you don't want to squash bread. Like, you don't want to squash bread. So I'll put it on the shelf near the bread box. And then when the bread box empties, I'll put it in the bread box.
It's funny because people bread squash.
Yeah. I make zucchini bread, that's squash.
What? I need seltzer.
You're killing our radio show.
What else is
Death by seltzer?
Alright, so anyway, Alicia decides that it would be cute to post a picture of the bread near the bread box.
I didn't decide it would be cute.
What?
I just decided to do it. Like, can you believe it? He's doing it again. Because, dear listener, this is not the first time this has happened. Before it was the bread versus the bread box, it was the box of tissues versus the cover that you put over the box of tissues on the back of the toilet.
That's bullshit. Just put the tissues on that pretty box. Just put the box. Except it comes in a box with a little thing and it steps up and you grab it.
If that's all that you have, then that's fine. But if you happen to have the tissue box cover thing because it matches the rest of your bathroom, you don't put the tissue box with the tissue sticking out of it on top of the tissue box cover on the back of your toilet and call it done.
I'm a metrosexual. I know exactly what to do with my tissue.
Oh, man. Too much info.
Anyway, yes, Alicia's right. That was the first posting on Facebook. And, Brian, you wouldn't believe. There were, like,
the responses.
Like, 35 comments. And every time somebody comments, the picture pops up in the feed. So it's like...
But you have to realize, I respond to these comments. So like, half the comments are me.
Yes, I know.
There's probably a conversation, too, between people a couple of times. Between you and someone else.
But it's becoming, like...
a thing.
It's becoming a thing.
Some of my friends are like, oh, where's the next Brian didn't put the bread in the bread box picture?
Isn't that great? And some of her friends are posting things like, well, at least... it wasn't like Brian putting the bread near the bread box. Like, this is like growing into a legend.
Why don't you park the car on the lawn and just take a picture?
No, but I parked the car close to the garage one day, and that was a big thing, too.
Oh, it was like half an inch away from the house.
But what's cool is, like, I mean, a lot of people were like, oh, man, yeah, why did he do that? Or why are you mad at him? Did he pay too much? Because the price tag was on the bread. Like, everybody's analyzing these pictures, and it's like, well... oh, you're mad because there were two for $6?
Yeah, next time you have a situation like that, just put the picture up and then see if they can figure out what the problem is. Well, now they know. You should have done it originally and then say, what's the problem with this? And then nobody would have said, well, he didn't put it in the right spot.
Right. I have a small following. Defend me.
Good. Yeah, you know, Joe Cullity.
Joe Cullity, who books local acts around the area.
You almost original said around the world.
Maybe he does. I don't know. He was our photographer for most of our album covers. Like, great guy. He started to defend me, and he's not the only one. So I got a little bit of a backing group.
I'm with you.
Yeah. However, you are? Okay. Well, that's good.
You are still in the wrong.
Maybe.
That's what counts. Oh no.
Maybe. Sure. But anyway, I'm saying. Is it bad to put stuff near
yes
where it belongs? But why?
Put it where it belongs so that I don't have to actually put it where it belongs.
It took you so much effort to go take the picture and then post it.
Oh, yeah. She spent 15 hours posting back and forth about this.
It took no effort.
Put the bread in the bread box and shut up.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Next time your whites are on the kitchen floor, without even a note saying, honey, can you please wash these? They're going to stay on the kitchen floor.
Your whites?
Yeah. He separates his whites from his darks.
I do.
Right,
I'm a metrosexual. I don't do that. I throw everything. I don't care what color it is. I put it in.
That's what I do.
And I pick warm because I figure it's in the middle. And then I just pour detergent in.
Yeah.
What if it's red?
Oh, I do.
You'll have all pink socks.
I do exactly what he does.
I have no... I don't...
I wake up...
Are these socks?
Yeah.
I wake up way too late. Wednesday morning. Wednesday's my day off usually. I come out into the kitchen... All over the kitchen floor. Brian's socks and underwear.
No, not all over.
All over. Like a pile. Like this thing.
Hold on.
And I'm like, gee, does he want me to do his laundry? There wasn't even a note. There wasn't even an email from when I got up.
Hold on. All right. You were off that day.
Uh-huh. But I don't deserve a note?
I didn't want to wake you up.
Yeah.
So I made a little tiny pile.
A little tiny, my butt.
It was a little tiny pile. And
it was
as far as
5 feet.
And as far as a note, I was running late, so I didn't have time to write you a note.
Let me just say this real quick. Just to diagram the kitchen for the listeners, because people think you throw your underwear in a kitchen.
Yeah.
The washing machine is in a little closet off of the kitchen, and that's what they mean. It's not like, well, you know, I'm going to throw my underwear. Where do you put it? Oh, in the kitchen.
It wasn't even underwear. It was socks
and you know what it was near?
Shirts.
It was close to the bread box.
It was close to the hamper. You should have taken a picture and posted that.
No, the hamper's all the way down the hall in the bedroom.
It was close to the washing machine.
It's close to the washing machine.
I don't have a hamper. I have a garbage bag.
That's great, Bri.
Wow.
I just put it in a garbage bag and I know it's dirty.
All right.
Then I put it all in here warm.
You put things where they go, not near where they go.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
One wish. So today we played a show and I had this little tape recorder, right? And I wanted to hit record and tape our set. I just wanted to do that, right? So we're playing the set, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to hit record. I'm like, come on. Like, that stinks. I really want... And you can't do it, because, like, once you're playing, it's like, you know, it's too late. You're not going to go stop, run over, hit the record button, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So set was over, and I went to the recorder, and it was recording.
I know. Whoa. I saw it recording.
Yeah, I guess I hit it by accident or whatever, right? So I was like, oh... But, you know, that's very cool, whatever. But then I started thinking, like, what if that was my one wish? Like, what if that was
it? Blew it on that.
And I blew it on that.
You know, that would be interesting if you get...
Yeah,
everybody gets one wish, but you don't know when you can get it.
Yeah, but you didn't verbally say it, though.
Yeah, but he thought it.
The universe knows.
And you only get one wish, and you have no idea when it is.
See, now, like, Alicia will say stuff like, you know, oh, I wish I could get... I wish I had a bottle of water or whatever, and like... She's
and
got a bottle of
water. Yeah, and then I'll realize I have it, and then I'll be like, oh, I should have said $1 million. This has happened to me so many times, you don't even know.
She's granted so many wishes of, like, the littlest
stupid
things.
Stupid stuff, though.
What if that's your one wish, and, like, you just
blow it. Well, you got your set recorded.
Yeah. But
it'd be funny, but you don't know when it's coming. I just walk around all day, sex with a supermodel, sex with a supermodel, sex with a supermodel.
That's your wish? Nice.
So your whole life...
It's better than recording a WAG show. To be honest with you, Brian.
So your whole life up until this wish happens all goes wrong for you then, right?
Not necessarily.
You'll never get what you want.
Like, because it's just annoying. Like, I kind of had that. But then that's when the wish god was like, okay, you have that 2 minutes and you're like, I'm going to give you a wish. You just don't know when you're going to get it granted.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
Wow.
You don't know when it is.
You know, it'd be cool, like, if that was true to, like, you know, a noise, a bell would ring or something like that, like... That was it. You know, and there are plenty of things that I wished for that did come true. And, like...
So how do you know that wasn't
thank
your
goodness,
wish?
Yeah, I don't know. Thank goodness it did come true. Because, like, you know, sometimes you wish for, like, oh, please let that person be all right. And that person's all right. And it's like, yes.
Please
you
let
know,
my car
that's,
start.
It's a good wish. Yeah,
it's a good wish. But I want, if there is, like, the one wish
of
granting or whatever. Like, if that was true, I'd like, you know, somebody to hit, like, a little buzzer or a bell. Maybe a bell. right?
Ooh,
like, that... ding! And then the stupid dope that wishes for, like, oh, you know, I wish I had a cap for my bottle. Like, ding! Like, oh, no! I blew my wish on a cap!
At least you hear a bell. I have a weird... I've thought of this many times over the years. Like, if you knew the last song you were going to hear before you died... Because I always find it interesting. What was the last person somebody said? What was the last song that they heard? You know what I mean?
Right.
But you knew it. Like, at birth, they're like, you're going to hear whatever. It doesn't matter what song. Give me a song.
Taco Bell's Cannon.
Give me a pop song.
I know you're out there somewhere.
I know you're out there somewhere. But
or MacArthur's Park.
MacArthur Park. Say MacArthur Park.
Oh, I never want to hear that, even before I'm
What happened to MacArthur's
it's
Park?
That's going
to
be Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Friday, we're going to be doing that. I would have done it today, but I'm not allowed to use a record player.
Wait, when's your birthday? You said it was on Wednesday. Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I've thought about this. Like, what's the last song you're going to hear? And if you knew it... But no, we have to pick...
pick something.
Say Stairway to Heaven. An easy one. It's because you hear it a lot.
And then you'll know which way to go as you're dying. Oh, my God, but you'll never know which one it's going to be.
Exactly. Like, it can't be a song that you don't hear a lot. That's even scarier.
It is.
If it's a song that's rare, because then you're like driving along and the song comes on the radio, you're like, oh, I'm fucked. This is it, because you know it's not like, you know, the pop song of the day.
You hear all the time, then you're going to panic like almost every other day. Like, oh my God.
Then you get used to it. You'll be like, whatever.
Yeah, then you have odds. It's just like, oh, you know, the playing that song over and over again. I know I'm going to be fine. I'm laying in bed. You know, what can happen to me? I thought it was interesting.
You know what's really funny? Is like, I thought of that too, but I didn't think of it that way. I thought of, like, what if you knew the last car you would own? Because it's like, you know, cars last a while, whatever. But what if somebody told you, like, this is the last car you're going to own? Like, what does that mean to you? Because, like, cars last, 10 years, maybe? Right. Like, does that mean I'm going to die? Does that mean I'm going to die, or does that mean, like, I'm just going to stop driving?
No, it means you're going to be rich, you're going to get a limo, and you're going to have a driver for the rest of your life.
One way to look at it.
That's one way, but that's not usually... Optimistic.
But I would sit there and drive and listen to the song and go, man, if it was the last song, just hit the button on the button real quick.
You heard it.
Oh, and then what if the radio went static?
Maybe
then,
next
Or you just... I feel like five stations are all on commercial. I'm like, this is what you screwed.
That's
it. Like game over. Might as well just run into the tree now.
Wow.
Scary.
Oh,
yeah, that would be scary. I wonder what your song would be.
I don't know, but I'll let you know.
I think it would be MacArthur Park.
I'll let you know. If I'm dying in the hospital, come to me, don't play a radio, and I'll tell you the last song that I heard.
Oh.
You'll remember? It'll be me singing to you.
Oh, that's great.
Goodbye, Brian.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.